Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. What's one of the most worrying words in the UK economy? A number of years ago, I stood at the front of a room with a group of very switched on people and asked them, what do you think is one of the most worrying words in the UK economy? There were some thoughtful expressions. I'll give you a clue. It begins with the letter R, I said. Recession, was shouted out in unison by a number of the more confident ones. I replied, interesting answer. I understand why it could be that, and it's not what I'm after. I gave them some more time to ponder and hear what words their lexicon would produce, starting with the letter R. There was silence and an air of puzzlement. The answer, I said, is routine. Routine, several exclaimed. Routine is one of the most worrying words in the economy, and I'll explain why. I went on to share with them an idea I had heard from the author Daniel Pink from nearly a decade previously. He explained, if your job and the work you do can be classed as routine, then sooner rather than later, it will no longer exist. What is meant by this? One of the two following things will happen. Number one, outsourcing and offshoring. Back in the late 1990s and early 2000s, when I worked in the IT support sector, I became aware that as software developed, once someone could remotely connect into a PC to resolve a user problem, then it wouldn't matter if that support person was in Manchester or Mumbai. Both people can communicate perfectly well. They're both probably degree educated, but one will cost significantly less than the other. We all know that whether it is a manufacturing or service organisation, cost cutting is a priority in an ever competitive marketplace. The main cost has been people. So if you can pay someone £16,000 instead of £26,000, with no obvious deficiency in service delivery, then organisations will obviously choose that option. This trend started several decades ago in the IT sector and has continued into other sectors where people thought they'd have a job for life. I wrote about this a little while ago and I googled in 2020 about how many people in India have got degrees. And the most recent article I could find was 2011, which said about 4.5% of the population had a degree or above qualified. Now in 2020, India's population is approaching 1.4 billion people. So 4.5%, assuming it stayed the same in the last 10 years, is a lot of people. It's nearly 63 million people have got degrees or above in India, which is nearly the entire population of the UK. So whatever your view on that is, you have to agree that it's a fascinating fact that will have significant economic impact. The internet has opened up massive opportunities so that anyone with a laptop and an internet connection can talk to the rest of the world. So potentially anyone can become our customers or suppliers. The downside for us in the more developed countries is that our competition just multiplied beyond anyone's predictions. Outsourcing and offshoring will only increase in the future. When eventually the middle class's standard of living in India and China drives up salary costs, then other developing countries will step into the market that they currently hold. Now that the world is connected, you will always be able to find someone, somewhere in the world, that can do it cheaper. Number 2. Automation. The other area which is having greater impact is automation. Apparently in 1805 there were only 15 corporations in the USA. In the grand scheme of humankind's development, it's not actually that long ago that we started to go to a place of work and have a job. we've experienced a huge shift in the last 200 years. It is only around 100 years ago that Henry Ford started to fully utilise automation and the production line. Overnight, he was able to pay someone significantly more to work in his factory because of mass production. Implementation of automation is more prevalent than ever. We all know computers are becoming faster and artificial intelligence far more sophisticated. From when the spreadsheet first helped finance departments reduce their workload, the move to help humans has continued unabated. I can remember when people were commenting that the manufacturing work that people used to be employed to do in the UK was no longer there, and many people were having to work in call centres. They were becoming the new major employer. However, for a while now, we don't think anything of talking to a computer via the telephone regarding our banking or other services. So even many call centre jobs have gone, or are going, forever, and the infrastructures that support them. So whether it is outsourcing, offshoring, or automation permanently changing the workplace, we can all agree that we are in an unprecedented time. Employment will never be the same again. This has been recorded at the end of August 2020, and we are in the middle of the COVID crisis. So in addition to what was happening anyway pre-COVID, then COVID and workplaces and working from home is all adding into the mix. To give another example, we live in an economy that paid hundreds of millions of dollars for a company that developed an app with millions of users. However, I understand it employs less than 80 people. So the big question is, what can we personally do about this? Is there a solution? In James Allen's book, As a Man Thinketh, he wrote, "Most people are anxious to improve their circumstances, but they are not anxious to improve themselves. We have to ensure our job is not or does not become routine. Fight, not literally, I mean metaphorically, if an organisation tries to turn you into an interchangeable part. If you can be swapped out and replaced by another accountant, lawyer or PR person that is cheaper than you, then you're in trouble. We need to become as indispensable as possible." What are three ways to start making ourselves indispensable? Number one. Be clear about what skills you have, what value you offer, and what direction you want to go in. Number two. Create a valuable network of contacts that follow you. Remember that the value of your network is directly linked to your net worth over your career. Organisations reward people to gain access to their networks, so organisations will reward you to gain access to your networks and contacts. Number three. Develop your leadership skills. As leadership is influence, get more comfortable standing out and being seen. Have something of your own to say instead of just following others or merely quoting another person. Then develop those that decide to follow you. Yes, it can be scary, but the alternative is far more uncertain. Therefore, try stuff. Keep trying stuff and learn from trying stuff. This has been said in many places. Very often people explain that they have 10 years work experience, but what they actually have is 1 year experience repeated 10 times. The old saying that experience is the best teacher is not really true. What is true is learning from your experiences is the best teacher. I heard someone say that we do not automatically grow. We do not automatically get better. There is nothing good that will happen to us by just hanging around waiting for the timing to be right. However difficult it may appear, we have to find ways to take action. avoid being routine, become more valuable to your marketplace, become more indispensable. The old industrial model is almost dead. In a world that has a climate crisis, it is slightly ironic for me to say that the new currency of value will be this: ICE. And ICE stands for innovation, connection, and emotion. How will you make yourself and your organisation proud? I wish you all the success you are prepared to work for, and that the people you influence on a regular basis will start to see the many untapped talents that you have. If you like this podcast episode, then feel free to share it with those that you care about. If you haven't already subscribed, then click on the relevant button so you don't miss out and always get the latest episode. As well as subscribing, you can also go to my blog and read that at www.matthewbroomhead.co.